Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We're on Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, second line, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Gruner family, Ilanish Mas Yehuda Zev Ben Moshe Aaron Akon, as the art site is today, Misham Shav and Eliyah. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learned the following. It says, V'dam Chalalim Yishteh. The dam of the Chalalim, which is really been dead bodies, Yishteh, you will drink. So, Prat L'dam Kiluach. So, this is a makar that dam is one of the seven liquids. In order for food to become tameh, it had to have once upon a time been wet when it was detached. When it was detached. If an apple on a tree, of course it rains. That doesn't make it possible to become tameh. Be detached, one of the seven liquids has to first touch the wine. It has to first touch the fruit in a way you wanted it to touch it. I'm happy that happened. It's nichel to me. It's good for me. I'm happy it happened. Then it can become tameh, this apple. Blood is one of the seven liquids. How do you know that? Because blood is referred to as something you drink. V'dam chalal nishteh. Something you drink. Prat l'dam kiluach, but dam kiluach ain't a makshir b'tan zroyim. That will not prepare zroyim. It will not make the zroyim eligible to become tamei. What does it mean, dam kiluach? So Rashi explains, second line on top. Hamakiz es habehema b'tchila. When you take blood out of an animal. So first of all, hadam shoseis b'tipa achas oshtayim. So this is how, now I don't know if scientifically this is how it happens, but halachically this is how it happens. First, the drops come out very, very small. That blood is not dam, that's machshir food. No. Number two, v'achakach hu mekaleach. And then it's called kiluach, or some kind of flow. That's also not the dam we're talking about. V'achakach, and afterwards, number three, hu mashchir. It's dark. That's the dam that's machshir. The third one. V'achi kaimelan b'krisos. From that stage and on. First two stages, whatever that means, when it changes, I don't know. With those two stages, is no, that dam is not considered dam for purposes of making food, hechsher to become tameh. The third stage. Dam kiluach is not called dam hanefesh. Good? Very good. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hashochet v'hitiz dam al hadalas. If somebody does shechita and the blood squirts on a melon or a gourd, right? Rabbi Omer, hukshir. Rabbi says it's good. The one is good. That gourd now is ready to become tameh. Why? Blood hit it. Rabbi Chiya Omer told it. We're not so sure. Wait a minute. What blood is this? So tolin, we have to wait. It means hang. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. I'm not sure. Yeah, so we're assuming here it's Baratzen. Why is it? Why did somebody want blood on their gourd? I don't know. We're assuming here it's Baratzen. Okay? So Rebbe says Hukshar. And Rebbe Chiya says, no, Tolin. Not sure. So Amar Voshia. Well, Me'achash Rebbe Amar Hukshar. Rebbe says it's good. Rebbe Chiya Amar Tolin. And Rebbe Chiya says it's, I'm not sure, it's a suffix. Anu, I mean, it's, what are we going to do? Who are we going to rely on? How are we going to paskin this issue? So Anu, Bo, let's go. V'nismach al divrei Reb Shimon. We'll rely on Reb Shimon. Why? So Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, Shechita mechasheres v'lo dam. Dam doesn't even do anything at all. The Shechita itself is machshir, right? Didn't Rebbe say that? Dam Shechita is not machshir at all. Dam Shechita is not machshir at all. So now, you have three opinions. Rebbe said it is machshir. Reb Shimon said it's not machshir. And Reb Chiya said, I'm not sure. So let's rely on Reb Shimon. Okay? What does that mean? Let's rely on Reb Shimon. What does that mean? Why are we relying on Reb Shimon? So the statement doesn't make any sense. So what do you mean relying on Reb Shimon? There's a machlokas in Rebbe and Reb Chiya, right, in a brisa. What happens if blood squirts on a gourd? What do you do? Rebbe says, it's choksha now. Reb Chiya says, I'm not sure. Tolin. What does it mean, tolin? What does it mean he's not sure? Comes along, well, you know what we'll do, says Reb Oshia? Let's rely on Reb Shimon after all, because Reb Shimon said, I'm not sure at all. So what is that? How did that resolve the issue? So Amar Papa, here's the story. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. Hechid de'isi l'dam etchil v'yad tof. It is blood flowing out of an animal, from the beginning of the Shechita to the end of the Shechita. Kuli amalo pligi de'machshir. No one disputes that it's machshir. No one disputes that. Why does no one dispute that? Why does no one dispute that? Because the blood was flowing, so surely, right, Rashi said there are three types of blood. And the third one is the one we need. So you for sure have it. Why? Because blood's been flowing the whole time. So the blood hit the gourd, no question. Nobody would hold that. Nobody would hold it's a problem. Rebbe for sure held it. Rebbe said it's good. Even Reb Chiya said tolin, not in that case. That's not where he said it's tolin. Everybody would agree it's not a problem. Ki pligi, you know what the machlokas is? Binizkaneya hadam bin simon le simon. The blood flowed out between the simonim. You have to shech two simonim of an animal. Shech simon number one, the blood shot out. Then you shech simon number two. So is that what kind of blood shot out and hit the gourd? What blood is that? Is it the dam that machshir or not? Rebbe said yes. Reb Chiya said I'm not sure. Right? Rebbe Savar. Rebbe held Yeshna Shlashita Mitchila V'Yadzof. Right? That in order for Shchita to work, in order for Dam Shchita to work, it has to be from beginning to end. V'hai Dam Shchitahu. This is Dam Shchita. Reb Chiya Savar. Ein L'Shchita Ela Batzof. When does Shchita happen? When does Shchita happen? This is a metaphysical question. Does it happen at the end? Or the whole process? What will be a nafkamina? I don't know. You have to think of some nafkamina where it's 80% done, it's not 100% done. Is it considered a shchita yet? Rebbe says, yes. And Rebbe says, no, only shchita at the end. So here, the blood's squirted out in the middle, not a shchita yet. So, Rebbe says, ain't a shchita el basof. The high dam makahu. So what is this dam? It's dam of a wound. If you take an animal and you smack it, or you puncture it, you take a needle, stick it in its rear end, and blood squirts out. That's not dam shchita. That's dam for maka, right? Rashi says, right here, Eino shchita el lebasov, ukishenitzkaneach kodim simen sheni, and if blood squirts out before the second shipment, before the...
You wiped it.
What?
You wiped it first. You wiped the blood from the...
Board. Okay. Adai lo havi kari dam shchita, el dam megapaso. It's not called dam shchita. It's called dam from the body. That's not dam shchita. Why? Shchita not done yet. So, umay tolin? What is it? What does he mean that tolin? Hang? Tolin adover. Ad gemar shchita. It means you have to wait till the gemar shchita. If you shecht one simen, and then you leave, not a question of suffik, according to Reb Chiya, is no shchita. Right? According to everybody, it's really no shchita. According to everybody, it's no shchita. But Rebbe will hold that there's shchita from beginning to end, so it's a partial shchita, so therefore it's enough to make a dam, the dam's going to be good to make a machshir. But according to Reb Chiya, no. Ad shkmar shchita. Is your dam basof a shchita machshir? V'ilo lo machshir. Right? If you finish the shchita, then this doubt goes away. And if not, and if you don't finish the shchita, the doubt never came. So no question. So what did he mean? Umay bov nismach al divrei Reb Shimon. What did he mean by saying, "Well, go rely on Reb Shimon"? What he meant was, Reb Shimon lo machshir. According to Reb Shimon, it's not machshir. Reb Shimon machshir. I'm sorry, Reb Chiya machshir. According to Reb Chiya, it is machshir. However, b'miskaneach mihu ashvi lahadadi. If you wipe it off,
yeah.
If you wipe it off. You wipe it away, so then everybody would agree now that there's no dam here. Reb Shimon held, shchita doesn't machshir dam anyway.
Okay.
And Reb Chiya held, it's only true if you do shchita from beginning to end. So if you stop halfway through, what do you have? According to Rebbe, it's machshir. According to Reb Shimon, it's never machshir. And according to Reb Chiya, it's also not machshir. Right? So according to Reb Chiya and according to Reb Shimon, it's not machshir for different reasons. According to Reb Shimon, it's never machshir. According to Reb Chiya, it's not machshir. Why is it not machshir? It's not machshir because you didn't finish the shchita. And the only time the dam is going to work is if you finish the shchita. You didn't finish. Right? So you have two tanoim who hold it's not machshir, even though it's for different reasons. One tana who holds it is machshir. We'll go rely on the two. Two beats one. Right? So here it says, miskaneach mihu, but if you dry it off, which means, wipe it off, which means there's no finishing of a shchita. So,
you finish a shchita, but there was no blood.
There's no blood, right, exactly. So, ashvi lahadadi, the two shchitas agree with each other. Mar lo machshir. Reb Shimon says it never is machshir, dam from shchita. Umar lo machshir. And Reb Chiya also says no machshir. No? Okay, I have it the other way. Havale Rebbe Chad, Rebbe's one opinion. Rebbe's one against two. The ain Devar Shel Echad Makom Shnayim. You can't, one can't be two. The Machlokes Achronim, if this is true, because even when the reasons are different. In other words, is it really one against two? Or is it one against one, and then one against one? Because they have different reasons. Right? So comes along the Ma'arik, and says, you see from here, that two beats one, even if the reasons are different. What's the bottom line? Can I do this on Shabbos or not? Well, this one says no for this reason, he says no for another reason. He says, yeah. I don't care what the reasons are. At the end of the day, they both say you can't do it. What about the reason? Right, the Shach argues on that. Shach says, no. Each fight, a different fight. So you have one against one on this issue, one against one on that issue. And you hear both sides. But the Gemara here, Paskins, the Gemara says, well, two beats one. Aye, they have different reasons, so what? At the end of the day, they both hold that this dam is not going to be machshir. And Rebbe holds it will. So two beats one. Okay.
We assume that they all agree that not every blood is the same when it comes to machshir, which is totally incomprehensible. Not that you can understand any of this, but even more incomprehensible how the dam now depends on what dam. So machshir.
Correct. As I told you, scientifically, I don't know. I'm only talking about halachically. What do you mean?
There's only liquid that happens. Nobody disputed the other liquids, not something, you know.
Right. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Because, yeah.
What is wiping away the machshir? Is there any little kids who
are? I don't know.
To me, now it's not machshir because the water's not there.
Right.
The water went on it.
I hear you.
The blood went on it, and then more blood went on it.
I don't know. It's a good question. So we started off the daf. We started off the daf that said like this: what happens if someone does shechita and the blood squirts on a vegetable? Is the vegetable now ready to be mekabel tuma? Rebbe said yes. Reb Chiya said I'm not sure. And then Reb Moshe said, well, with Reb Shimon we're going to clinch the deal. So what did we say? It wasn't mean he wasn't sure. He was sure. He just said you have to finish the shechita. So if you don't finish the shechita, two beats one. That's where Papa explained that whole story. And that when he said tolin, he didn't mean I have a suffix. What he meant was, you have to wait and see what happens. Is he going to finish? Is he going to walk away? If he finishes, nobody disputed it was good. Why? Because he did a valid shechita. It was good. Rav Ashi Amar, hold the pshat. Tolin la'olam mashma. Tolin means I have a mamash a suffix. La'olam, forever, to have the suffix. V'nitzkanech le'ab chia, sefuki misapkale. And if you wipe off the knife, he had a suffix. A legitimate suffix. E yeshna l'shchita mitzchila v'yadzof o ein l'shchita ela basof. The shchita, is it a process? Or is it only the bottom line? Mitzchila v'yadzof or only adzof? So, he had a suffix. Reb Chiya didn't know what the halacha was. It makes a big difference over here. Because here, the dam's in the middle, then you wash off the knife, and you do more.
Before you wash.
The what?
You clean off the vegetable.
Uh-huh.
It's wiped away from the gourd, and then you have more blood comes off.
Uh-huh.
That's what it says.
So, okay, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. It's wiping off the gourd. Because then, there's no dam from the sofa shechita.
Well, there is after. Before.
What? So then, the question is, do you need dam mitzchila v'ad sof? Or only by sof? So
then
it wasn't l'ratzon. So the question is it? You hear what's going on? Is it good? So umay tolin. Now what do you mean tolin? So what do you do? What does it mean tolin? Tolin means we hang. We have a suffix. How does that? What does that mean? That means lo ochlin. You can't eat that vegetable because maybe it's tamei velo sarfin, but you can't burn it. Maybe it's truma. And you're not allowed to burn Truma's Hektish. Unless it's Vade Tame, and here I don't know. Right. So you can't do anything with it. Right? So then, that was his suffix. He didn't know. Rebbe said, there's no Shaila here, it's Tame. There's no Shaila. It got wet, no Shaila, it's Tame, don't give it to a Kohen. Says Reb Chiya, I'm not sure. Maybe it was Truma, and a Kohen can't eat it, because maybe it's Tame, but he can't burn it either, maybe it's not Tame. I don't know what to do. Says to Gemara, then we'll rely on Reb Shimon. So what does that mean? My bo nismach al divrei Reb Shimon. What does that mean? Reb Shimon lo machshir. According to Reb Shimon, it's not machshir at all. Nothing to talk about, right? Right. According to Reb Shimon, the dam of shechita is not machshir, right? Reb Chiya sfeika, and Reb Chiya had a suffix. I don't know what to do. So leinyan sreifa mihu shave lahadadi. Regarding sreifa, they both agree for different reasons, but they both agree what? They both agree no sreifa. Why? Lahadadi mar. Oh, sorry. Miu shavu lahadadi. They both agree. Mar lo sreifa. According to Shimon, no sreifa. Why no sreifa? Because it's surely tahar. Why? Because the blood meant nothing. Blood is not machshir, according to him. It's blood of shechita. So there's no shaila, it's tahar. Hey, why are you burning it? You can't have a burnt truma. And umailo sarfe. And according to b'chia, you can't burn it either. Why can't you burn it either, according to b'chia? Because it's a suffix. But at the end of the day, you're not burning it, according to both of them. According to Rebbe, you would burn it. According to Rebbe, burn it, two against one. Right? Havile Rebbe chad. Rebbe's only alone. What Rebbe holds, you burn it. Why you burn it? Because it got tame. Tame truma, you burn. Right? What do you see from here? Two beats one. Either two different reasons. So what? Right? Then Devarav Shel Echad Makom Shnayim. Two beats one. Vachi Kamar Kigon Zos. Here's what he meant to say. Like this case. Tolin Lo Ochlin Lo Sarfin. No eating and no
burning.
Okay. That ends that Gemara. Now.
So we let it right away.
You have to let it right away. Correct. Now, we have a brand new topic, which is going to last for 3 days at least. Okay? Ready for this topic? What?
Tomorrow's a new Mishnah.
For some reason, it's continued by the new Mishnah. Tomorrow's a new Mishnah? Ah, so it goes until the Mishnah. This topic goes until the Mishnah. Ready? Topic is as follows. We know that in order for food item to become tame, it had to first gotten wet. There's one exception to that rule. That exception is kudgem. Because kudgem is so holy, so special, it can become tame even if it doesn't get wet. Okay? It's called chibas kodesh, the love of the kodesh. Kodesh, kudgem is unique, and it can become tame even if it doesn't get wet. It doesn't need to get wet first. So, Rish Lakish now has a brilliant question. Boy Rish Lakish, Boy Rish Ben Lakish, Tzrid shel menachos, a piece of dry mincha. Here Rashi says, kirute kemach, some flour, hatzabur b'mincha, that's connected in the mincha, vein shemen nichas atocho, it never got wet. The shemen never touched it. It's a dry piece of flour that never got touched by the shemen. Tzrid lashon yavesh, it means dry. V'dugmasa b'Rosh Hashanah mati, haya kolo dak o av o tarud. If somebody pulls a shofar and the voice is dak, soft, av thick or tarud, dry. Right? So it's a dry sound. Kaimalan, t'chibas kodesh mechsheres. The fact that it's kudgem, that alone makes it be able to become tamei. Okay? That's not Rish Lakish's question. That's obvious. Right? Titania, Habasel Rabbos, Eitzim Ulavona Kidlakaman. We're gonna learn number days. Even Eitzim, which is not even a food, even Lavona, which is not edible, can become tame. Why? Chibas Kodesh. So you have a piece of mincha, never got wet, but it could become Kodesh. Why could it become Kodesh? Chibas Kodesh. Even though it never got wet. That's not his question. His question is, listen to this question. Monin bo rishon vesheni, o ein monin bo rishon vesheni. So we're gonna say it's tame. Can I make other things tame? Like Rishon and Cheney? Can I, it's tame because Chibas Kodesh, but it can't make more toma because it never got wet. So how do you view this dry piece of mincha that we're saying it can become tame because of Chibas Kodesh? Can it then make other things tame or not?
Why can't we say it's in the bowl?
What?
Why can't we just say it's in the bowl?
Right. So now let's say an apple touched it. So does the apple become tame? Normally, we go down in grades, right? Rishon, Cheney.
You can't go down from Kutchum.
What? No, so what do you mean? What do you mean?
Kutchum
could be a ravine. What if a dead body touched this bowl? So this bowl now is an avatum or a Rishon. So now it can make an apple a Cheney. And if the apple's truma, it can make it a Shlishi. And if the apple's Kutchum, it can make it a ravine. An apple can't be Kutchum, really, but let's say a piece of meat. So does that work by this? Never got wet, even. So that's Rish Lakish's question. Ki mahan yechibas kodesh, when we say chibas kodesh is works, that's lapsule gufayu, to make itself tame, it'll become tame. Liminyana barishon v'sheni lo, but it can't make further things tame. O dilma loshna, or maybe no difference. So the question what he's asking is, it's not tame yet. It can become tame. How's it becoming tame? No. It can become tame because it's chibas kodesh. Just because it can become tame, has to become tame now.
Right.
How does it become tame? A dead body touched it, a sheretz touched it, someone who's tame touched it. So now it becomes tame now. Normally, if a dead body touches an apple that never got wet, the apple will never become tame. If it got wet once upon a time, it will become tame. So this thing will become tame even though it never got wet. Now, can it make more tuma? That's Rish Lakish's question. Okay? So, the Gemara says, 1 minute, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tashma, it says in the Torah, Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel, from any food that's edible. Ochel ha'baba mayim hukshar. Ochel that touched water is mukshar. Ochel she'eno baba mayim lo hukshar. If it didn't touch water, it's not ready to become tamei. So the Gemara says, what was that statement? What did you just, you meant three lines here that said nothing? Because Atur Shimon ben Lakish, let's lay ochel abam mayim. Doesn't Rish Lakish know that halacha? Everybody knows that halacha. We're talking about chibas kodesh was an exception. You just told me mamish nothing, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, hachi kami boyle. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish knows the halacha. He knows this very well. He knows that normally an apple can't become tamei unless it got wet. But if the apple's kachim, different story, right? Chibas hektish ochel abam mayim dami olo. My question, Rish Lakish's question was, is chibas kodesh something that ochel habava mayim or not, right? So the Gemara says, we quoted this Rabbi Elazar, who said mikol ochel, and we said, what do you quote that for? Rish Lakish knows that halacha. No, this is the reason why we quote it. Rabbi Elazar nami mi turei kraka amar. Rabbi Elazar, he quoted for a reason. Michti, it says in the Torah, k'siv v'chiyutin mayim al zera. If water will fall on seeds, that's the halacha that food has to get wet first. Why does it have to say mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel? Just say it. It fell on food. Any food that you can eat. Obviously, food is the food you can eat. Lamali, why do we need that for? Why does the Torah go out of its way to say extra words? The answer is lav lemeute chibas kodesh. Doesn't it come to exclude chibas kodesh? Right, Rashi says on top. Never got wet. So if it never got wet, it's different. Yes, it can become tame. But it can't make tome further. Can't be mitame further. Then why is it low? I know, but that extra words tell you only if it got wet first. Because the pasuk is v'chuta mayim. Mayim. And then I would call it ochel asher ye'ochel. Why is it extra words? Only if it got real, really wet can it be mitame further. But if it didn't get wet, yes, there's such a thing called chibas kodesh that becomes tummy anyway, but it can't make things further tummy. So the Gemara says, "Low, that's not why it says extra words." Chad betumas meis, v'chad betumas sheretz. No, wants to tell you that even something tumas meis has to once upon a time get wet, and even something tumas sheretz has to once upon a time get wet. Why? Why would I think otherwise? Because tzrichi deyeshbin and tumas meis. If I only had tumas meis, I would say, you know why that has to get wet? Because it's such a machmer thing. Hasam hu deboy hechsher mayim. So Makel. Mahasam who the boy Heksher Mishum Dolomatame Kadasha. The shear for Tomas Mace is very large. It's a Kazayas. So you know what? So Makel, right? We're gonna be even more Makel. We're not gonna allow the mace to make things tame unless they first got wet. The other thing is the size of an Adasha. That's by a sheretz. If a sheretz touches a piece of meat the size of an adasha, it makes it tame. If a dead body touches a piece of meat the size of an adasha, no. It has to be a kazayas. Much more makel. The shear is much bigger. So maybe we're even more makel, and also it has to only get wet. Has to get wet also, another kula, that the apple has to get wet first. Big kula. The apple didn't get wet, it's not going to become tame. Aval sheretz. But sheretz, the mitame ka adasha, such a small machmir. Emo lola lebay hechsher. So maybe the machmir doesn't have to get wet either. So machmer when it comes to sheretz, and viashbin and sheretz, mishalom the time to mashiva. Sheretz only tell me one day, not 7 days. Aval mace the time to mashiva, such a machmer thing. 7 days you tell me. So emo lo leboy hechsher, maybe it doesn't have to get wet first. Tzrichim they both require getting wet. Fine. So it has nothing to do with our question about chibas kodesh, right? Now, so Rav Yosef. 1 minute. Rav Shimon said, Hukshru b'shchita, hukshru. Right? That shchita itself makes this meat become ready to become tamei. Doesn't have to get wet. Shchita itself, it's almost like chibas kodesh. But just because you did this, it can become tamei now. That's what Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah, like was it yesterday, the day before? Right? That's what Rav Shimon said. Shchita itself makes something tamei. Right? Makes it ready to become tamei. It's own meat. Right? Now, hukshu b'shchita hukshu. Vafil l'minyane be'rishon v'sheni. Even to make it a rishon and a sheni. Why? Because it doesn't make a distinction like that. So what do you see? I have a situation where something gets wet. Something doesn't get wet. It becomes tamei. And it makes rishon v'sheni. Right? Vamai. Halav ochel abo b'mayim hu. It didn't come from water. It never got wet. So how can it make rishon v'shenis? Right? How could that happen? So what do you see? That any time tumah happens, not chibas, without getting wet, we saw two cases now, chibas kodesh, and now this, shchita, according to Reb Shimon, right? Right? So at any time tumah happens, without liquid, it can make tumah further. You see, it happens by Reb Shimon. By Reb Shimon, exactly. Reb Shimon said that if shchita makes the meat tamei, or ready to become tamei, obviously it can make more tumah. No, he doesn't make it, doesn't qualify that. So same thing would be by chibas kodesh. Amalei nabaya, no. Aso kehechshir mayim midrabanan. That's a din derabanan. A din derabanan, that's true. A din derabanan, only midrabanan. Why? In echlam, it never got wet. Midrabanan, yeah, make it tumah midrabanan. Amar Abzeira, 1 second. Toshma, bring another case. Habotzer, this is very difficult. Habotzer lagas. If somebody's harvesting grapes, and he puts them in a bag, Shammai omer hukshar. Shammai says, and what happens is when the grapes are all packed together, they start to ooze out a little bit. And you don't want that. You don't want that oozing out, because you want the grapes to be good.
It's not wine.
No, it's not wine, but it's liquid. But some kind of liquid. So Rashi says, You don't want it to, that's going to the garbage now. That liquid. I don't want that to happen.
If you want it, it's still no good.
No, because you'll see in a minute. Ozli, even so according to Shammai, the liquid that's oozing out, you don't want that to ooze out. Because you don't want to lose it. He still says it's machshel lekabel tuma. Why? The gozrin and lebi yitzias Shabbos, because in Sechta Shabbos, in the first parak of Shabbos, it says Shema yibatzena bekufos mizufafos. Maybe you'll use like a airtight, a leak-proof bag, and then it doesn't go to ibud. It doesn't go to garbage. And you got it. What you can do with it, I don't know, because it's not wine. But at least it doesn't get lost. If you have a regular bag, it's going to drip out. It's going garbage. So I made all the other grapes wet. I don't care. I don't want that to get wet. So Hillel Omer, lo hukshur. Hillel says, no, it's not hukshur. V'shasik lehillel shamai, and then Hillel agreed to Shammai. Now,
I'm confused why.
What?
I'm confused why.
Because it's a gzera, it's a derabanan. Since if you use a leak-proof bag, you want that liquid in there. So made a gzera, always going to say,
if you want it in the bag.
Yeah.
It's not one of the seven minim. It's not able to do it.
Right, it's
made payers.
I hear. That's a separate question. The other question, which Tosfos is, because this is... No, there's another question. The question is, this has nothing to do with what we said before. What we said before was, we made up a thing with this tumah without it getting wet. Here it did get wet. The only question is, we're making it zero. We're making it as if you want it to get wet, as if you're happy about it, because there are cases where you are going to be happy. If it's in this leak-proof bag, then you are going to be happy. It's apples and oranges. But till now, we had two cases where it doesn't get wet, ever, but we're still making it tummy. Why? Chibas Kodesh, and Reb Shimon has a halacha by Shechita. Now we have a third case, where the grapes leaked, they got crushed, they pushed it, you know, so compact, start to leak out a little bit. So that's Shet Shammai, I'm going to make it tummy, a gzera, or two, when the leaking will not go to waste, and then you're going to be happy about it. That's not the same thing at all. That's a totally different thing. Right? V'halav ochel abo b'mayim hu. This question makes no sense. It's not water that never got wet. This food never got wet. Oh, it did get wet. The thing is, you didn't want it to get wet.
Right.
You're not happy. But we're forcing you to be happy. As an example, we're making you be happy. In the case where you are going to be happy, where the bag doesn't leak through. Okay? So that, in that sense, it's similar. But we're basically meddling with your kavanas. I don't want this to happen. I'm not happy here it got wet. What do we say? We don't care. Right? So, again, Amalei Abaya, Asu Behechsher Ma'amid Rabbanan. This is a Rabbanan. It's a Gzera. Shai made a Gzera. We're going to make it become Tame as a Gzera. What's the Gzera? Up to a case where you're happy, where the bag doesn't leak. Right? So what does this have to do with anything? These are not... So, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Amid Alachana Huchshu B'Shchita. I told you a case where Shimon said that when you do Shchita, it makes it Tame. Va'ata Martili Asu Hechsher Kamayim. And you told me that's only Medrabanan. Only Medrabanan. Vamalach Reb Zera, and Reb Zera had another case, V'yamartale, Asu Hechsher Mayim. And Medrabanan. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Nami, Asu Hechsher Mayim. Reb Shimon ben Lakish talking about Medrabanan? Was Reb Shlakish talking about Medrabanan? Reb Shlakish had a question. Chibas Kodesh makes something Tumah without it getting wet. And he wanted to know, can it make Tumah further? And you're bringing me cases from Medrabanans. What are you doing? Right? Amalei, Atu Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Lidos Kamabayalei. Reb Shimon Lakish was busy with the Rabbanans. Safeg, what do I do? That wasn't what he was busy with. That wasn't his question. Right? Right? Rashi says, E talinon, e lo talinon. Is it a Safeg now? Pirish, Pshitalei le Reb Shimon Lakish, de le'inyin itzri b'achila. There's no question that Chibas Kodesh makes it usher to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. It's kodesh that got tummy. No question you can't eat it. Minyan and Rishon Vashinim, he had a Rabbanan. Now he's asking about Rishon Vashinim, he's a Rabbanan. He wasn't asking about the Rabbanans. Ki kabi boyale, his question was, Lisrof, do I have to burn it? That was his question. His question was, do I have to burn it? Michlal, do you see from here, the Chibas Kodesh Daraisa. That his question was on a Daraisa level. Not the Rabbanans. Reish Lakish wanted to know, I know I can't eat it. That I know I can't eat it. The question was, I'm not allowed to eat it. Why am I not allowed to eat it? Because Chibas Kodesh makes it tummy. It never got wet, doesn't make a difference. A dead body touched that, I can't eat that. Now what if an apple touched that? Can I eat the apple? Is the apple also tummy? That was Reish Lakish's question. Not the Rabbanans, they have to burn the apple? That's what I wanted to know. That's the Daraisa question. What do you see from here? That this whole concept of Chibas Kodesh is Daraisa. You bring me the Rabbanans, I'm not Reish Lakish the one interested in the Rabbanans, right? What?
How's he saying that's a derisive?
That's what he's saying.
No, hey, look. We know the half is what the halach is.
That's such awesome. Nothing Gemara is going to say. Nothing Gemara is going to say. Mechlal dechibas hektish derisive menalon. How do you know that? Where'd that come from? So Rashi says over here, Mechlal, dapshitale le Reish Lakish in apsule gufayo davi hekshar. There's no question. Reish Lakish knew. He was pashut to him that chibas kodesh makes a tame. No question. Midoraisa, v'sarfinanle, ubenageu bahu misafkale. His only question was if it touched something else. What do you do with that item? You have to burn that one? That was a suffake. Right? In other words, but there's no question it's Doraisa. So now the question says Manolan. How do you know that? So Ile Midasiv, Vabasar Shayiga Bachol Tame. Hai Basar, it says Vabasar Shayiga Bachol Tame. It's talking about some kind of kodshin that got tame. So it's what's the pasuk say? Vabasar sheyiga b'chol tamei. If it got tamei, and the pasuk continues, you have to burn it. So Gemara says, 1 second. Hai basar diskasha b'mai. How did this basar shchita, basar of kodshim, get tamei? How did it get wet? I lema diskasha b'dam. Did it get tamei from dam? Amar b'chia bar abba, amar b'yochanan. Minayin l'dab kodshim she'eno machshir. How do you know dab kodshim, dam kodshim doesn't work? Shenemar, lo sochol al oros tishpachenu kamayim. If to pour this dam on the floor, like you're pouring out water. Dam hanishbach kamayim machshir. So blood that you will spill out, like water, that's machshir. Dam shenishbach kamayim, she'enu nishbach kamayim, eino machshir. Dam of kodshim is not poured on the water, on the floor, it's sprinkled on the mizbeach. So dam of a kodshim is not machshir. Blanket rule. So how did this meat get wet? Now you want to tell me, elo diskashe b'mashke beis mitbachaya? It got wet from the water or the liquids that are roaming around in the slaughtering area in the Beis HaMikdash. That's it got wet from that. V'amar Yosi Rabbi Chanina, mashki beis mitpachaya, the liquids, mashki, plural, the liquids that are swirling around in the slaughtering place, lo dayin dehein dachan, not only are they kosher, dachan means kosher, elish ena machshirin, they don't need, not only are they tahar, dachan means tahar, I'm sorry, not only are they tahar themselves, they don't even get you eligible to become tamei. V'chitei matirgama adam, you want to tell me it only meant dam, that only meant dam. V'ha mashke, comment, it's mashke plural. Plural, any liquid there. Water, dew, honey, whatever it is. None of that's going to work. Elalav, must be, this chashe b'chivas kodesh. It must be, it got wet from chivas kodesh. That never got wet. Never got wet. What's the pshat? Chivas kodesh is enough. What do you see? On a deraisa level. On a deraisa level, it works. V'dilma, maybe, krib Yehuda amar Shmuel. Well, maybe it's different. Maybe, you know why this will work? Listen to this answer. You know why, maybe it did get wet. When did it get wet? It got wet before you killed it. The Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kikon, Shreisalo Parashal Zivchei Shlamim, you had a cow of Zivchei Shlamim, it was a Shlamim cow, Ve'avira Banachal, you took it to the river, right, Shachta, you shechted it, you dunked it in the river, this cow's soaking wet, Shachta, right, then you shechted it, V'dayin Mashket, Tefeachalad, it's still wet. So the wet animal itself is machshir, the meat of the shechita. You hear this?
It's the hide that's wet.
What?
Some concept.
The hide that's wet, not the,
exactly. And so therefore, what do you have? You have an answer to that question. So what do you see? So there's no raya. How do you know chibas kodesh works by itself? Here, this case is maybe because it got wet. And then the pasuk says it got tummy.
That works on meat also that way?
Yeah, on anything. So the Gemara says, you're right. That pasuk was not a good source. Ella misefa. The pasuk from the sefa. What does it say? It says vabasar. It says like this. The pasuk says vabasar shiiga b'chol tamei lo yochal beishisareif vabasar kol tar yochal basar. Oh, it's extra words basars. Extra basars. What are extra words for? So vabasar l'rabos etzim ulavona, to include etzim and lavona. That etzim and lavona can become tamei. Etzim ulavona b'nei achilininu, not even edible. Kini wood, not edible. Ella chibas kodesh mekashru lehu umashru leochel. The answer is chibas kodesh turned it into food, like wood and lavon, which is not edible. Hachanami, so too by Rish Lakish's question was this piece of mincha chibas kodesh mechsharta, chibas kodesh makes it kosher, right? Makes it machshir. Now
it can be metamic. We'd answer that question.
What? Well, 1 second. So Rashi says in the bottom, kol kachim shol hukshiru, any kachim that didn't get wet, kigon, tzritzal mincha, like this piece of mincha. Alma, what do you see? Chibas kodesh, hegdash doraisa. It's doraisa now. It's a pasuk. It's one out of a pasuk. V'sarfin all that, we'll burn it, right? We'll come by later Rish Lakish. But Rish Lakish's question is still not answered. Now, my, ki mahanya chibas kodesh l'psule gufayu? Does it only make pasul itself? Avol l'minyana by rishon v'sheni lo? But it doesn't make, can't make tumah further down the line. Odilma loshna, or maybe it's no different than any other kodesh. Teku, the question's not answered. Okay. What? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. And again, we're learning today was Le'ilu Nishmat Yehuda Zeb and Moshe Aaron HaKohen. Shalom Shavu'aliyah.